Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. FEMA Director Craig Fugate will be in Louisiana today to get a firsthand look at the flooding that's devastated the southern part of that state. In Livingston Parish, officials estimate that three-fourths of the homes have been destroyed. This woman is among those who has lost everything.
This is my life. This is my whole life.
Eight people have died in the flooding. Thousands of others have been rescued from the high water. Fire crews are making progress against a massive Northern California wildfire that's destroyed 175 homes and businesses. They say that fire is now about 20% contained. It comes as officials charge a man with arson who's suspected of starting that blaze.
It is my pleasure to announce the arrest of Damon Anthony Pashilk, age 40, of Clear Lake.
Lake County Sheriff Brian Martin says that man has been charged with 17 counts of arson. He's believed to have set several fires in the area in recent weeks. After two nights of unrest, there was relative calm last night in Milwaukee. Police Chief Ed Flynn says there were only a handful of arrests.
We did have some confrontations with individuals that were heated. We made a half a dozen arrests. That seemed to have some impact.
The protests were sparked over the weekend when police stopped a car and an armed man ran away from them. That man was then shot by police. Low energy costs are keeping inflation in check. Our Jerry Boatlander has the latest from a government report.
The government says gasoline costs dropped 4.7% last month, and overall energy costs were down 1.6%, as it reported consumer prices were unchanged last month. Food costs were flat while housing and medical costs increased. New car prices were up 0.2%, while airfares and the cost of used cars and trucks and recreation declined.
On Wall Street so far, though, not a positive reaction to those numbers. The Dow is now down by 57%. This is AP Radio News.
It's that time of year when we start thinking about the river, the dunes, or just camping in the desert. Country Club Motors and RV is just what you need, like toy haulers, lightweight trailers, and motorhomes. Why not camp in comfort and style? You'll also find beautiful fifth wheels in all sizes, as well as motorhomes, diesels, and gas. With such a great selection of new and used, what you're looking for is definitely at Country Club Motors and RV. Plus, you'll find a large parts and service department with two locations, 1717 Pacific Avenue and the Marketplace on 32nd Street. Country Club Motors and RV.
Kokopa Casino and Resort. New games and old favorites. Great food at the Artisan Restaurant. Drinks and entertainment at the Sunset Lounge, Sports Bar, and River's Edge Bar. Luxurious accommodations with 101 plush hotel rooms. Join our Players Club today. New members receive up to $100 rewards play. Winning is just around the corner. Kokopa Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton.
Would you want a drug-convicted illegal alien to be pardoned? Steve Montenegro does. Not only that, but he's cheated the Arizona taxpayers by using state money for personal expenses. Montenegro thinks that you won't notice his infidelities. We need a senator who is against illegal immigration, not someone who cuts backroom deals for illegals. It's time to kick Steve Montenegro to the curb and vote in a real conservative. That conservative is Diane Landis, who's running for the state Senate. She's anti-tax, pro-Second Amendment, and strongly against illegal immigration. Diane has the experience as a CPA and former councilwoman to fight the overreach of federal government and balance our budget. It's time for District 13 to have an honest conservative who will find solutions and represent you with integrity. Vote for a real conservative who supports our party's nominee.
This message is paid for by the committee to elect Diane Landis.
PhD. Professional home doctor.
It's a fact. Pipes burst, faucets leak, water heaters stop working. Hi, it's Mike Miller from PhD. But it's also a fact that you can turn to PhD to solve these plumbing and restoration problems for you. With PhD, you get skilled technicians, not people who learn while you pay. And since your home doesn't break on a schedule, you can call us anytime, day or night. Call PhD, the professional home doctors, 341-911. One.
The Southwest Desert Golf Show is brought to you by Las Barracas Golf Course, the best public golf greens in Yuma, located in the foothills of the Gila Mountains. For tee times, call 342-7130, 342-7130, or lasbarracasgolf.com. And now, the Southwest Desert Golf Show.
And good Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Desert Southwest Golf Show, 560 AM KBLU. Right here in beautiful downtown Yuma, Arizona. I'm your host, Mark Croft, along with the always lovely and bubbly Amy Croft.
Bubbly or stressed?
Amy, you're always stressed.
You know what? I know. It's just been a really tough couple of months, you know?
You're always stressed.
It's all good, though, but it's hot.
And it's very warm here. It's very warm.
Humid.
Yeah, it's very humid.
Ooh.
You know, for the past 3 weeks, we've really made it a point to reach out and talk about the Olympic Games and, you know, my strong feeling about how important they are to the game of golf and to the growth of the game, not only here in the United States, but worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 3 weeks, we've had on some great guests, and some of them, you know, disagreed with me adamantly. Some somewhat agreed, and others were, I'll support it. But most of them were, you know, no, I probably won't even watch it. And here we are, the men's is over, and it was a smashing success. It was absolutely unbelievable. Something like 9 million viewers on Sunday. 10,000 people at the golf course. Fantastic. And my hat's off to NBC and the job that they're doing. And the women start this week. So, the Olympics are great for golf. And I'm glad they're back. And congratulations to Justin Rose and Henry Steinrich and Cooch for all stepping up and winning their medals. And I think it's fantastic.
It's been good all around. I mean, it just really has been. All events.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and Kuchar, you know, I put out an email the other day and on Facebook as well, and I just said, you know, I told him, I said, thank you very much for being an American. Thank you very much for being a professional and representing your country. So I think that that's really important in sending a fantastic message to the golf fans here in the United States and not only to golf fans here in the United States, but golf fans around the world. So the Olympics are a success. They continue on. Like I said, the women begin this week, and I think it's going to be just as exciting and just as much fun as it was watching the men. So tune in your TVs, get your times, get everything that you need to be able to watch the Olympics coming up. What do you got there that you had to run away
from? Yeah, I had to run away for a minute. I forgot to get the information that we got last week for the second annual Hawk Wrestling Golf Tournament, which is put on for Gila Ridge Wrestling and sponsored by Fisher. So I wanted to let everybody know that if you're interested in this, it happens at Las Barrancas on September 10th, and you can find the application at KBLUAM.com on the golf page. All you need to do is click on the Desert Southwest golf page, and it'll take you right to all the events. And we've got the application downloaded right there. It's $60 per golfer. Includes the green fee, cart, lunch, T-shirt, lots of prizes. They need hole sponsors, too. So, you know what? Go ahead and hit up the KBLUAM.com site, the golf page. And then we've got the U.S. Naval Sea Cadet Corp second annual golf tournament hosted at Pebble Creek, Tuscany Falls course. And that's happening Saturday, October 1st. And that application and all the information is right there on the same page as well. So I'm going to go ahead and throw these over to Mark so he can actually take a look at it, because I hadn't had a chance to get with him on these yet because I received them via email, as I normally do. So now we're starting to get busy again. Everybody's putting on their tournaments.
Well, in a very short period of time, the winter visitors will be on their way back, and you know, all kinds of activity begins to ramp up. The weather will start to cool down in probably another 5 to 6 weeks, and we'll start to get those north winds back, and we'll start to have a lot better weather conditions than we're having right now, which is high humidity and very, very high heat. 117 degrees with 43% humidity on my back porch yesterday at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's brutal. I'm not used to it anymore. I'm just not used to it. But I'll tell you, when those north winds come in, they do come in. But, you know, October and November, okay. But, boy, I tell you, when December hits, it's cold. Now, I grew up in Connecticut.
Okay.
So there's nothing, it's not as bad as that, but my blood is really thin.
All right, enough with the weather. I mean, I'm done with the weather.
Okay.
We've got two great guests with us today, Nicole Weller and Patricia Donnelly. And they are absolutely fantastic ladies, doing a wonderful job with the game of golf and all aspects and all facets of the game of golf. And I want to welcome them this morning. We've got a ton of things to talk about. Nicole, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, with Patricia.
What's that?
Thank you for having me on the show with Patricia. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. And Patricia, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you so much for both of you for joining us today. Nicole, I was talking to you last week, and tell us a little bit about what you and Patricia are doing with your program there in Savannah.
Sure. Actually, the program, the company is kind of based out of Savannah, but it's everywhere. It's a program that we use. We launched at the PGA Show this year, and Dr. Donnelly and I met up about 2 years ago to come up with a concept that would help golf professionals and people interested in teaching coaches how to work with youngsters ages 2 to 5.
Okay.
And in the golf realm. So we see it in a lot of other sports, but not so much yet in golf. We've had some people in the country starting to do a great job, like Brendan and Kate, but this was kind of our version of how do you help a coach or someone interested in, you know, teaching a youngster golf appropriately at their age, kid style, and the things that are important to them. So so we launched at the show, and basically it's an online certification program that someone would go through, and they have the ability to, once they pass, then have turnkey curricula. So all the curricula is there for a 1, 3, 5, or 12-day event for 2 to 3s or 4 to 5s. And then we also have kits available if they want the equipment that comes with it and have the ability to purchase that. So it's been fun. It's been fun.
Okay. Okay. Patricia, tell us your involvement in this whole thing.
Well, Mark, I have always been interested in teaching sport, as Nicole said, appropriately and properly. I started out college as a classroom teacher and then went on, got my doctorate in the field of sports psychology. So you can imagine that's where my passion was. And I gave papers at a number of conferences, wrote articles on this, on what to teach, when to introduce competition, when to introduce mastery, you know, what's appropriate at each stage. Because I think any of us who have had children go through rec league sports know that it's kind of a roll of the dice, you know, what happens with the coach and the team. Sometimes things are good, sometimes not so good. So anyway, I always received great comments from my papers, my articles. But when I'd say to people, okay, so, you know, what are you doing? How have you changed your teaching approach? They looked at me as if I were crazy, like, you know, I'm working 20 hours a day. How am I supposed to sit down and write a new program? So I thought, okay, need to make a program for people. So, of course, I thought of Nicole with her wonderful reputation in golf and in all aspects of golf and certainly in junior golf. And as she said 2 years ago, we put our heads together and wrote out this program, which is completely done for somebody. It's what to say, what to do, what equipment you need. And, in fact, if somebody does need equipment, they can purchase it. If they already have it, then that's fine, too. So, yeah, it's very exciting to really bring this to fruition and have it out there now, available to people all over the world.
Okay, and you call this program Train Golf, correct?
Little Golf Train.
Little Golf Train, okay, okay. All right, and does that have a particular meaning? As in training?
Well, that's one take on it. Yes, we did have that in mind.
Okay.
It's also an acronym. So the T stands for teaching through play.
Okay, okay. Okay.
You know, at the age we're talking about, 2 to 5, play isn't just something you do sort of as a break from work, as we do as adults. Play actually is where the learning takes place.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I agree with you 100% that playing is a very, very important and functional part of a child's learning patterns and paths. Yes, I agree with that 1,000%.
And, Mark, unfortunately, what's happening, you know, a lot of people don't know that, and a lot of parents don't know that.
Well, obviously, a lot of school districts don't know that either.
Well, what it is, the parents pressure these preschool teachers because they mistakenly, and I mean, their intention is good, but they mistakenly pressure teachers to make things more academic. And actually, that's counterproductive because that's not where the learning is happening. There's plenty of time for that later. Also, with so many children spending so much time in front of some kind of screen, interestingly, the American Academy of Pediatrics says if a child is 2 years old or younger, there should be zero screen time. Ages 2 to 5, 1 hour screen. So children that aren't interacting with real elements, with sand, with blocks, with space, they're not learning.
Okay, hang on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is the Desert Southwest Golf Show, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
Saturday, August 20th, Paradise Casino celebrates 20 years with an unforgettable concert. Ziggy Marley, one of reggae's finest musicians and Grammy winner, will perform live under the stars. Doors open at 7, concert begins at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $30. Get them at Paradise Casino or visit startickets.com. Ziggy Marley, Saturday, August 20th. Must be 21 or older.
How do you believe?
The jobs of the future will be heavily geared towards science, technology, engineering, and math. In other words, the future is STEM. So if you're a middle school student, talk to your school counselor about STEM. A public service message from America's Navy.
Employment preparation workshops at the University in Phoenix here in Yuma off of Plaza Circle on Wednesday, August 31st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We highly encourage, we can't stress enough the importance of the preparation leading up to opportunities like this. Many of the surveys and feedbacks we get from job seekers are, well, you know, I applied online and I didn't hear back. This is that moment where you get to meet your employer face to face. And what better moment to be prepared and ready for this moment, to meet them face to face. So get your resume ready. Have your interview skills polished. Market yourself. Brand yourself. Federal resumes also at this workshop on August 31st. So register. The registration is available at Arizona at Work. All our partnerships, call us. The number is 343-7600 for more information or 329-0990.
And good Tuesday morning, and welcome back to the Desert Southwest Golf Show, 560 AM KBLU. Remember, you can find us here every Tuesday morning at 8 AM. And you can also follow us on Facebook, Golf is for Everyone, and Mommy Golf. All three, and Golf is for Everyone's really coming along fantastic.
Yeah, how's that Mommy Golf coming along?
Mommy Golf is off the charts. I mean, Mommy Golf has over 7,000, followers. And
wow.
It's just doing phenomenally well, and Brad and I keep up with that right now as much as we can. I'm starting to get really busy. He's right at the tail end of his season there in New York, and so, we're going to do some fantastic things with Mommy Golf this winter. Very, very exciting about that. But our guest this morning, Nicole Weller. Nicole, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, and Patricia Donnelly. Patricia, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Patricia, right there before the break, you were talking about the importance of learning in an adolescent child. We're talking about right now your program and Nicole's program focus on children 2 to 5 years old. Continue with that, if you would.
Okay, yeah. So I was saying that in train each letter, and yes, it is training also, and train, as we have a lot of fun with that. But each letter stands for something. So the T is teaching through play. And Nicole, you want to take it from R?
Sure. Our R stands for research-based. Patricia's done an amazing job at putting all of her concepts and ideas from theory behind this. So this is all based on how children actually learn, how they're wired, and kind of going off the research and the theory. A stands for age-appropriate. So the 2 to 3-year-olds are going to be getting different activities than the 4 to 5. So mixing kids in together because you maybe only have one pro or whatnot. While we understand that, it is very different for a 3-year-old to a 5-year-old. So we make it age-appropriate. We also are based on intrinsic rewards rather than extrinsic. So we don't do things because of outside rewards or trophies or candy or whatnot. It's based on them wanting to be there, which is going to be much more helpful down the road because they'll do things because they want to, not because they'll get something for it. And the last is nutrition. Patricia's really big into the health nutrition. We are too, so we work a little bit with the nutrition aspect and not just, you know, as a Patricia can tell you, not just, you know, here's what's good to eat, but the emotion behind it and, you know, when to turn off the food and all of those interesting things that are important for us as we grow and definitely not rewarding the kids with candy bars or Cheetos or anything like that. We try to stick to the healthy, so.
Okay, so if you were sticking to the healthy, what would be an example? An apple, an orange, grapes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great question. Depends on what you're wanting to do with the foods that day. But in our classes, I've done apple slices. We've done, we've done some healthy goldfish, like pretzels. For those who are gluten-free, we might have some raisins. But you know, there are items like that. We've even tried to introduce, you know, some foods that kids may not have tried before. So something that's easy to use, you know, nothing that we have to refrigerate too much because we are outside. But those are some examples.
Okay, we have a very diverse listening audience, and you had mentioned certification. Now, is a certification only for golf professionals? Let's say I was a preschool teacher and I own my own daycare facility, and I was listening about this and I thought, wow, you know, that'd be something really great to introduce to my daycare facility. Can that person become certified, or is this pretty much focused at golf professionals only?
Yeah, that's wonderful. That could definitely happen. I know Patricia's had, we have a certified conductor at the Cape Cod Children's Museum, so it is not just for golf professionals, although we do offer CUs and MSRs for pros who do go through the program. So
okay,
there is a background check that a person would go through, but as part of the online process, it's our version of getting information out, and we'd love to have, you know, volunteers and coaches and people like you just mentioned, especially preschool interested, so.
Okay, you just answered my question about security. I was going to ask if there's any background checks or anything like that as part of the certification. So, yeah, cool. All right, good. No, I like it. I like it. I mean, we have a tremendous junior program here in the Yuma area, not just at our golf facility where I teach, but we team with other golf courses in the area to bring junior golf to the entire Yuma community. And sometimes we have kids, we'll get a call from a mom or a dad, and, you know, I've got a 3-year-old, I've got a 4-year-old, and they seem to show an interest in golf. And how do I get them started? Where do I get them to... And, you know, I'm sitting and talking with the other golf professional I'm working with, and I'm like, you know, this is not as easy as it sounds. I mean, these kids are another whole, you know, kettle of fish. They, you know, we're not going to teach a 4-year-old like we teach a 7 or an 8-year-old. it's just not going to work. It's not, they're not only emotionally not mature enough yet, but they're not mentally and physically developed enough yet. So, yeah, there's got to be a better way, and it seems like you ladies are creating that better way, which I think is absolutely fantastic. I mean, the sooner you can get a club in a child's hand, the better as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you. And I think that, you know, it's interesting you said not developed enough. They're developed at that age, but they're developed differently. They're at different stages. So that's what Patricia does such a good job with, is pointing out to us, you know, here's where they are at this stage, and here's what to expect. So they may have fully developed for a three-year-old, but I sometimes think we forget as adults what a three-year-old is capable of, and they are not small versions of adults.
Right.
You know, they are three-year-olds, so it's very different, and what we might find fun or what we think should be focused upon, that's so different for them. So, you know, I like to use rhymes, and we get down with the kids and play, and like Patricia said, play is huge. It's how kids learn, and adults play differently. I think adults need to play more, to be honest, so they can learn from this too a little bit, maybe.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point there. Play. You know, we have our kids. We start them at 7 years old, and they go all the way up to 18. And the gentleman that helps me with my program, a very good player, not a professional, a professional in a sense of he's a professional in his daily life, but he's not a golf professional. But he's an extremely good player. And he helps me with our junior program. And last year we were talking, and I said, you know, we're going about this all wrong. I said, these kids don't come here to practice and hit balls. I said, they want to be on the golf course. They want to go out. They want to experience golf. And they can't experience it on a driving range or in a putting class or, you know, like we've got to start letting them play golf. And our attention rate and our participation rate just spiked like crazy, because all of a sudden parents heard in the area that there was a place where kids didn't go and practice. They actually got to go and play. And it's been really remarkable, the results that we've had. So you make an excellent point there, that play is so very important. Very important.
And that's great, Mark, that you took your cue from the children. And, you know, as Nicole was saying, it's all about seeing the world through their eyes, you know, instead of saying, well, I know this is good for me. Yes, for an adult, practice might be good. But, yeah, you could see that wasn't working. And, you know, I'm sure part of why they're happy to be on the course at that age is that they're with their friends. You know, that's so important. That's way more important than score at that age. They're mm-hmm. out there, you know, they're really playing. They're with their friends. You know, so at that age, you know, 6, 7, 8, that is important. So, yes, it's all about meeting them where they are at their stage of development.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that that's very, very important. Very important. So, Nicole, you and I were talking last week, and you brought up the fact that you're doing a lot of Get Golf Ready programs and that kind of thing, which I think are absolutely fabulous for introducing people to golf. And you had mentioned that you had created a 8-point pathway to golf for new golfers. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, happy to. You know, I've always had some sort of a new golfer program back in Knoxville when I taught there at Fairways and Greens, and then here. And then we adopted the PGA Get Golf Ready series probably about 4 or 5 years ago when everything came out. And, you know, we're always evolving, always looking to make things better and figure out how it works for our clientele. You know, I go to a lot of seminars, and everybody has ideas, but it may not work for, you know, our clientele versus someone else's. So we've had the programs, and you know, people are like, well, we want to have a little bit more, a lot more, not just the class. What do we do after the class? And we've had a new golfer league that was started many years ago here by Sandy Lemon, who's now in New Mexico. But, you know, it's just like those were the two things available. So we found they want to do more practice and, you know, have more help along the way. So the pathway that that I put together this year was basically... You know,
okay, hang on. Nicole, hang on to that thought. We're going to do it right after break. We've got to go to the news.
Okay.
It's the bottom of the half hour. Hold on to that, and we'll cover those eight pathways to learning the game when we come right back. This is the Desert Southwest Golf Show, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
A $160,000 contract increase to Core Engineering Group. The project engineer for the design of the ongoing improvement project at 16th Street and 4th Avenue is going to be on the Yuma City Council's agenda at its regular meeting tomorrow. The increase would bump the budgeted funds to about $1,850,000. With the contract's increase, monument walls denoting the intersection's new center point name would be added to each of the four corners. Landscaping design is also included in the contract. The intersection improvement and widening project is scheduled to be completed by the spring of 2017. Arizona could be the permanent home to 45 F-16 fighter jets and has an even better chance at temporarily landing the jets. Air Force officials announcing a two-step plan for moving the F-16s from Hill Air Force Base in Utah to make room for the new F-35 fighters being housed there. Air Force leaders believe they can't afford to wait until the process for choosing a permanent home is complete for the F-16s because of the dire need to train fighter pilots. So they will be moved temporarily to sites that already have training units. Air Force will be short 700 pilots by the end of the year and 1,000 within a few years. That is out of a total of about 3,500 pilot positions. In Arizona, dozens of statewide programs are partially or fully funded by speeders, red light runners, and drunken drivers. The state's low-level offenders contributed tens of millions to public causes last year alone through an automatic 83% surcharge added to citation fees. Beneficiaries include the Arizona Clean Elections Commission, the Department of Public Safety's DNA Fund, and the Trust for Spinal and Head Injuries. That scenario now reality for many state organizations, which have seen funding shrink as Arizona's traffic tickets dropped by 35% since 2008. I'm Jim Miller, and that's a look at today's news update.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and is the home of Yuma's only air-conditioned indoor shooting range. 10 lanes of shooting perfection and an entire pro staff to answer all your questions and make sure your experience is the best. So when it's hot outside but you still feel like shooting, Sprague's indoor shooting range is just for you. Stop by and see it for yourself. And while you're there, stop by Sprague Sports and check out the entire selection of used shotguns and rifles. All on sale this week. That means there's a huge selection to choose from. Probably the one you've been looking for. All priced to sell, all with lifetime warranties. That's the used shotgun and rifle sale at Sprague's. And speaking of shotguns, don't forget dove season opens September 1st. Make Sprague Sports your dove season headquarters. The range is open at Sprague's during the used shotgun and rifle sale. Sprague's, responsible gun ownership since 1956. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Get ready, because everyone's favorite time of year is here. No, no, not the holidays. It's Toyota's annual clearance event, and there's never been a better time to save on 2016's bestsellers, like the bold Camry or the adventurous RAV4. During Toyota's annual clearance event, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2016 Camry with $1,389 per 1,000 borrowed. Or get $1,000 cash back on a new 2016 RAV4. But this event only happens once a year, so you better hurry. Offers end September 6th. Toyota, let's go places.
APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 9/6/16.
Visit Alexander Toyota in Yuma. Or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota.
The legend returns to Quachan Casino Resort. Los Lobos, live in concert. Celebrate Friday, September 16th at 8 p.m. at the Pipa Event Center. Enjoy the Grammy Award-winning band. Tickets start at $20 and are available at startickets.com, playqcr.com, or by calling 800-585-3737. Los Lobos, great music, great concert, only at the Q.
Must be 21 or older.
And good Tuesday morning, and welcome back to the Desert Southwest Golf Show, 560 AM KBLU. Just a quick reminder, if you ever have any questions or thoughts, that you want, you can email us here at the station at kbaluam.com and put up whatever you want, leave a message there, or you can just go to Mark at Mark Croft Golf and leave me a message directly on my email, and I'll be more than happy to get back to you, answer your question, or
yeah, he's real good about getting back.
Explain any thought. Yeah, I'm like the immediate guy. I
response time. Boom.
I think communication is very, very important. People ask a question, they want an answer, and they don't want it 2 weeks from now. They want it when they ask it. So Nicole, you're talking about our guest this morning. I'm sorry. Let me back up here for a second. Our guests this morning, Nicole Weller and Patricia Donnelly, both fantastic teachers of the game and growers and growing the game of golf, and understanding children, understanding their learning patterns, and we'll get into that in a minute as you give us this 8 pathways to golf and get Patricia's take on how much psychology goes into teaching adult women. I would be very interested in listening to that conversation. So, Nicole, go ahead. Tell us the 8 steps.
Sure. Our level one, our step one is to have a new golfer come take our PGA Get Golf Ready Level 1 school. And we have dubbed it Learn to Play in One Day. And we've tried different time frames, but now we do a 5-hour golf school. We've had great feedback. They like it all in one day. We do skills. We have a working lunch, and then we go out on the course. So it's so much fun. We have a new golfer who started July 23rd, and she is just gung-ho and just loving it. It's been so fun to see her take off with the game. Step two, once we do the school, then we offer practices, whether the group continues to practice in a series on their own or come to some of my practices or our clinics that we offer at our 6 courses on island here, and then also play with the pro. We've had feedback that, you know, if they want help on the course, you know, what club to use and what shot to use, and they've heard it in the school, but they want someone there to help more. So the practice and play is a huge next step that we're just getting going. Then we have a new chip and sip summer league play that we did with new golfers. It's a quick demo tip for like 5 minutes, and then we team them up and they go out on the course for 50 yards and in. They play a team scramble, and they just have a really cool time learning about the game, playing, not as much pressure, you know, with individual stuff, and they're starting short and they're having such a good time. So then we come in and have a drink after and discuss how everything went. Step four is our Dine and Nine. It's come join us for lunch and then go out and play nine, and we'll have like a pro or two out there hitting some shots, and more like a reunion. So we're going to do one in the spring and one in the fall. And there was one we had before we called it Dine and Nine, where we had, I think we had like 20 ladies out there and a couple couples. It was really cool. So step five is coming to my monthly golf lunch chats. I host them monthly for all of our members who are new members or new golfers. Come chat about Savannah or golf or life or whatever. It's just fun. There's no charge other than what a member orders on his or her bill. So it's just come out, and I take 7 people, and we have a good time at one of the clubs. Step six is having the original Get Golf Ready group come back for a level two, and we call it train and play in 2 days. We do some skill, 2 hours on the first day of skill review questions and practice, and then 2 hours on the second day on the course for clubs and strategy and pace of play and course questions. And then from there, we launch them into our spring and fall leagues. We do a Thursday league, a clinic, and then a 3 o'clock play of up to 9 holes, and I'll have new divisions this year. And then the last step, of course, is getting them integrated into our ladies 18-hole, 9-hole, our new neighbors, and getting them out to play with friends and family. So, you know, now it's the recurring golfer, not just the new golfer. So we have over 500 women in our 18-hole association here, and close to 250 in our 9-hole, plus now the new neighbors leagues, and just a lot of opportunities once they've learned to play to continue. So hopefully those steps will help, you know, kind of hold someone's hand along the process and get them going.
Well, I think that's fantastic. There's a tremendous amount of a variety of learning opportunities there that could fit just about any lady golfer. Patricia, any thoughts on how this type of learning pattern may attract women more than let's just say, a regular normal golf get ready program where maybe you meet once a week over a 5-week period, something like that? Your thoughts?
Well, yes. I think Nicole is spot on with giving these various opportunities. So, you know, with any golfer, you have to think about, you know, what do they want from playing golf. And sometimes it is competition and achievement, and that's great. But other times it's just the affiliation, just the social aspect of being with other people.
Okay. Okay. You know, and you bring up really a good point there. And I'm going to do a little bit of a commercial here. I don't mean to on purpose, but for you ladies out there that are listening, email me at mark@markcroftgolf.com and tell me what you want. Tell me how you want to learn. Tell me, if you had your perfect scenario of how you could learn the game of golf, what would it be? Please write me and share that with me. And I promise I'll get back to you immediately, and we may be able to discuss not only a program for you, but a program for your friends that more appropriately fits what you're looking for in a golfing experience. I think that's a wonderful idea that both you ladies have there. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you.
So, Nicole, Patricia, I want to hear from both of you on this. I really do. What is your opinion of the state of the golf industry right now? And Nicole, you want to go first? Patricia, you want to go first? It doesn't matter to me.
I'll jump
Patricia.
In.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, it's funny because it's a nice segue talking about women. There actually has been an uptick in rounds played, and apparently that's due to women playing more rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very helpful sign.
Okay. Nicole?
You know, I think with anything in life, change is the only constant. So things have to change, you know, moving forward. It's nice to have something in place and keep it there forever, but life changes. So, and I think as technology has, you know, come as far as it has, we become very specialized in things. So, you know, the ability to stay with one thing has become tougher. So, like, let's say that you're a teacher who is, you know, getting interested in golf fitness, but there's also the mental game, and then there's the club fitting, and then there's everything. So it's almost, you know, it's tough to be good at everything these days with the amount of information in each area. So things are changing, and I think definitely for the better. We're always seeing new opportunities come about.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. So I think as you're going through with something, you know, finding what's good, what you're doing well at, and figuring out how to, you know, do better with that and build your team around you. I think that's important, kind of like what you were discussing, you know, with Nike and, you know, changes in the industry where companies are, you know, always changing hands. It's hard to be good at everything in one thing. So you have to kind of look at where you want to put your eggs in the different baskets and what works for you. So, you know, as a coach, there's a lot to keep up with. So, you know, figuring out what you're good at and what you do well with, and then finding a team to build around you, I think is a great way to go forward in the game.
Great. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the state of the golf industry today with our guests, Nicole Weller and Patricia Donnelly. This is the Desert Southwest Golf Show, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
I had a customer walk into my shop the other day, and he was interested in a new Fujitsu mini split heating and cooling system. He had previously installed a mini split in the front part of his home and was able to reduce the use of his central air. He told me he saved 30% on his utility bill that month. I'd say that's a pretty good return on investment. There are literally thousands of Fujitsu mini split combinations available for your home or office. Come by my shop and find out how you can save money at 2026 South Kennedy Lane, Air Central Heating and Cooling, your local Fujitsu dealer.
Play a Coca-Cola Casino and Resort for the Big Ticket Giveaway. This is your chance to win rewards play, iTunes gift cards, or qualify for a vacation package to the sold-out Rock and Roll Desert Trip. Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 3 to 7 p.m., you can win $100 in rewards play or a $25 iTunes gift card. Earn virtual drawing entries daily now through September 17th and double entries every Sunday. Qualify by actively playing on a slot machine with your Players Club card during the drawing times. Winning is just around the corner at Cocopah, South Highway 95 in Somerton. For complete rules, see the Cocopah Casino Players Club.
Yuma Sunrise Rotary Club, along with all the Rotary Clubs worldwide, are hosting events to raise awareness and to eliminate polio as a virus. With more, here's Chuck Norquist.
Yeah, the Rotary Clubs worldwide have taken on the challenge of eliminating this horrible disease. We're very close. We're down to two countries, and we have spot stuff that arises every now and then. You know, when somebody travels with the disease goes with them. And so we've had a few outbreaks, and so we're still in the process of raising money, but we're hopeful that within the next 3-4 years, polio will be non-existent.
And good Tuesday morning, and welcome back to the Desert Southwest Golf Show, 560 AM KBLU. I want to thank everybody for listening today. And once again, just a quick reminder, you can follow us on Facebook at the Desert Southwest Golf Show. Golf is for everyone, and Mommy Golf. And you can also, as I always put out in the show, you can contact me at Mark@MarkCroftGolf anytime you want with any questions that you have concerning golf. And that invitation is out there today to our ladies, and it's out there every day, but today especially. Please email me and tell me, what you want to do in learning the game. What do you see as advantageous and a better opportunity for a better learning environment for you? I'd really like to know that, and we can create programs that reach out and fit and help you. Our guests today, Nicole Weller and Patricia Donnelly, PGA professionals. Dr. Patricia Donnelly, we are talking about right now the state of the game of golf. Where is the golf industry at right now? And Nicole, you were just getting ready to bring up a thought before we had to go to break there. Would you like to continue with that?
Sure, I could do a little wrap on that. I know we had discussed, kind of the changing of the guard and different companies, and as I think in life, like I mentioned, change is the only constant. So we're always going to be seeing change, sometimes for the better and sometimes for what we deem as the worst. But, as golf continues to get more intense in different areas, some are great at club fitting, some are great at the tires, some are great at the metal game. It's, finding what you do best at and figuring, knowing when you got to go in that direction and leave some things to others and build a team around you. So,
okay.
I think it's important.
So, how's the world perceiving the game of golf right now? I mean, the Olympics, everybody thought was going to be a bust. It's turned out to be quite successful. The ladies start this week. I don't see why it won't continue to be successful. It's gotten rave reviews, had great viewership over the weekend, had great attendance at the golf course. So I get the signal there that all is well in the game of golf and that it's growing, not only here in the United States, but worldwide. But if we have this new growth spurt, and it's definitely growing in women, I've seen that National Golf Foundation report that it's growing, and it's growing in junior golf girls by leaps and bounds. Those numbers are way up over the last decade. excuse me. I hear that FILA is trying to get rid of Titleist. Nike says they're going out of the golf club business. TaylorMade off and on has been for sale for years, but Adidas is trying to get rid of them. Yet, I turn around and I see companies like Grenade Golf. I see companies like Directed Force Putter, where their businesses are just flourishing. I mean, they're just growing like crazy. They're expanding. They're putting on more manufacturing space. Why is that?
Why is that? I mean, I think I have a reasonable answer, but I want to hear your answers. Why is that?
Well, I think one thing, you know, as Nicole said, things change. You know, when you look at a company like Nike, and yes, they're not making clubs anymore, but they never really made any money in their golf club division. You know, I mean, they're going to keep with the shoes and the apparel, and that was really where their profits were coming from.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt you, Patricia, and I agree with you, but how could they make money when their annual tour payout is over $500 million? That's what they're playing. That's what they're paying players just to play their product on the two tours, the LPGA and the PGA.
And I'm sure that's something they're reconsidering. But yeah, I mean, we have, you know, our country is great. You know, it's an opportunity for people to try new things. I mean, I think a really interesting thing is what's happening with Bob Parsons from GoDaddy with his PXG Golf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very expensive, though. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's very expensive, but I think he was either very smart or very lucky in picking players to play with them. I mean, Ryan Moore just won last week at the John Deere Classic. Jarena Pilar is playing in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
She uses the PXG. And, yeah, it's certainly a niche, but I think it is an example of something, you know, different that's out there that has a lot of sizzle.
Okay. Okay, so you kind of think that niche marketing that really and truly does have a quality to it is something that people are looking for instead of the everyday how I buy it off the shelf kind of thing?
Yeah, I think, you know, trying different things for different parts of the consumers, yeah, is something that seems to be working.
Okay.
Yeah, and even with the big companies, like we said, Nike, you know, narrowing down to what they do. And do that well.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, your thoughts?
Yeah, I had a lot of thoughts there. Let me organize it. But, you know, as a company progresses, I think every company is obviously going to reach out and hit a certain market. So, you know, it's going to attract a person who is interested in this little thing. And, you know, America's kind of, in a way, like go big or go home. We want to really do this well, and we want to go forward with it. So, you know, you have some new companies that come up with a slightly different spin, and that gets the attention. You know, and of course, how you do well with marketing and how you get the information out there, that's big as well. I mean, departments and companies now need a whole separate marketing, social media, how you get the information out there department. So, you know, I think it's which niche are you going to attract, and, you know, people... Now we're living a day of immediacy. They want things, you know, that you're used to getting it really quickly. So,
right.
You know, when you see a new company come up and it has a little wave behind it and it goes viral, that's pretty cool. And the question is, you know, how long will it stay or will it adapt? You know, because, again, everything to adapt. That's just life.
Right. But you ladies are as big of Grow the Game fanatics as I am. And so we put on a Get Golf Ready class. We invite people out to enjoy the sport for the first time, be introduced to the sport for the first time. And they come, some don't have clubs, but we have clubs, right? I mean, we've got clubs. We'll help you out. We'll get you, you know, we'll help you get started. And they find that they really enjoy the game, and all of a sudden they see it's maybe a $1,200 or $1,300 investment to get started in the game, and they're reticent to do that, and I can't blame them. What do you think the answer to that is? I mean, I know that we can pare down sets and we can tell our customer that, well, look, you don't need, you know, a four-through pitching wedge right now. You need a driver, a decent wedge, a mid-iron, maybe a hybrid and a putter, and that'll be enough for where you are to get you started. But still, the cost per club, if you're selling a brand name club, is still very expensive. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a lot of opportunities out there. I love Ping. I played Ping since I was 14, and I just love their clubs. But is a person who's not sure, you know, that they want to get into it going to buy the whole set? Probably, you know, they're going to look at what kind of clubs can I get start, like maybe I just do a smaller set. And that's what's nice about, like, Ping and whatnot, where you can fit and get the clubs you want. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think clubs have come a long way in companies. You know, starter sets that are like 250 with head cover and bag, just to get started. And so, you know, I'll usually, you know, suggest to a student, what are we going to do to get you started? And where we, you know, here's something down the road that I might see. So what the, you know, you're setting up a here's what I see now and here's what I could see in the future. So it's almost like you're giving them a little roadmap. Okay. But there are definitely ways to get started for now. That's why I love the PGA, it's okay for now type things. We use the guidelines all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not, you're not going to pick up the game as a traditional person does. It's like asking a person to go to first grade but then expecting them to play like they're a collegiate player. It's different. So you've got to, you know, what is the game to golfers now? Like you're asking the ladies to call in. What do they want now? Mm-hmm. And we can help build a pathway.
Right. I think that's a very, very good point. I think that's an excellent point.
I think there's a greater openness now that there are many avenues to enjoying this game. For example, the whole tee it forward idea is, I think, much more accepted now. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Having a smaller amount of clubs in your bag is fine. I mean, beginner golfers don't need all those clubs.
Excellent. You know, those are the things that I was looking for, exactly.
Yeah. And,
go ahead,
likewise,
Patricia.
I think the whole notion of, you know, women on courses, families on golf courses, children on golf courses, also something that has very slowly become more accepted. I mean, there are some private golf clubs that previously were pretty much just for the men. Mm-hmm. Now we're doing everything they can, you know, given the economic problems of staying afloat, doing everything they can to attract young families with children, you know, and giving them programs, hopefully like Little Golf Train, to keep their club viable.
Okay.
So I see the landscape changing.
So do I, and I agree with you 100%. I see the landscape changing, and I think that it's PGA professionals that are very, very innovative, like you and Nicole, that are helping that landscape change in a very positive way. And that's really why I'm so happy that the both of you joined us today. It is so much information. I love the train idea and what we can do with preschoolers. I think that's fantastic. And right here at the end of the show, your thoughts on the game and how to make it better. So I want to thank you both for joining us today. And this is the fastest hour in golf radio, and that's why we're always out of time.
Yeah, no question about that.
Okay, this is the Desert Southwest Golf Show, 560 AM KBLU. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next Tuesday morning. Keep swinging.
Listening to the Southwest Desert Golf Show, brought to you by Las Barracas Golf Course, with the best public golf greens in Yuma, located in the foothills of the Gila Mountains. For tee times, call 342-7130. That's 342-7130 or LasBarracasGolf.com.
America's Morning News is brought to you by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Right Turn for Yuma Vets is a program under Child and Family Services, and we opened up 2 years ago in July, and we have seen 22 veterans go through our home and moved on to either their own apartment or to another living situation that it was much better than they were in. So we think that we are really helping our veterans out, and we are happy to say that our veterans are helping us as a program as well. Shows in the ropes, they help each other with transportation. So it's really about giving the veterans an opportunity to accept help and give help at the same time.
Does summer have you in a too-hot-to-shop funk? Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson has got you covered. As the mercury rises in the month of August, watch the prices fall during our sizzling summer savings on select men's and women's shirts. High of 115 degrees, take an additional 15% off already marked clearance price. High of only 110 degrees, still get an additional 10% off. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson, 2550 East Gila Ridge Road, or visit us at territorialhd.com.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.